We want to turn now to an interesting conversation happening on our site about adoption. We talked yesterday about the struggle of adoptees to get trying to gain access to their birth certificates.
It's a very symbolic but also real issue for adoptees
who have no access.
Very sensitive, and a lot of people are very passionate about it. Susan Stevenson L. writes on our website, "What most birth mothers and fathers who want to keep the secret is you have no right to take away the beginning and the ending of a child's life," she writes. "They deserve to know the first chapter and complete a last chapter in their lives. They deserve an ancestry. You have yours. If you're not adopted, you know who your ancestors were and can complete a family tree. They do not have that choice because you have denied them that information. They aren't a book you can just put away on the shelf. They deserve to know their background. Whether you choose to participate in the rest of their lives is your choice, but they deserve answers."
You know, it's so interesting, John, because, of course, there are still a lot of moms left who don't want the information out, and that's why the laws were written. This is another one of those cases where the laws are just catching up to the social issues.
And the laws are ambiguous, depending upon the nature of the adoption.
But whom do you protect?
Exactly.
You protect the child, you protect the mom.
Right.
Laura Schwartz from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, writes on thetakeaway.org, "I'm a New York City-born adult adoptee, lucky, despite sealed records, to find and unite with my birth mother 15 years ago.
That's great.
And on she goes. This is a fascinating issue, and we'll get back to more of it.
Find the conversation at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.